Welcome back to our 103rd episode of the Launcher Farm Show. We're interviewing Scott Hack with Finish Line Realty and the founder of Real Estate Distilled Conference. In this episode, Scott and I talk about why agents should make real estate training and conferences a part of their business plan and how to make the most out of them in your business. Scott also shares how agents can grow their businesses in leaps and bounds and not just from the training at the conferences. And we talk about what types of training and conferences agents should attend to get the most growth in their business. Scott also shares a super easy way to stand out at a conference and generate referrals from all over with some simple tricks. And we talk about how you can start your own event and how that can help you grow as a person and in your business. Plus, we talk about a ton of other ideas that you can use to grow your geographic farm. So be sure to check out this episode, like and subscribe, and enjoy the episode with Scott. Welcome back to another episode of the Launcher Farm Show. I'm your host, Ryan Smith, and today we got a great guest. It's Scott Hack. Scott is the founder of Real Estate Distilled Events we're going to talk about today, and he's also the broker for Finish Line Realty. So Scott, take a second, tell us a bit about yourself and why you're here.
Yeah, so thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to share with your audience. As you said, my name is Scott Hack, and I'm the broker and owner of Finish Line Realty. I'm located in Louisville, Kentucky. And when people think of Kentucky, they usually think of a few different things. Horse racing and bourbon probably come to mind first. Corvettes are also manufactured here, so that's another thing. And Mammoth Cave, Muhammad Ali. So we're firmly situated central in the Kentucky. Some people put us in the Midwest. Some people put us in the northern part of the South. So I always kind of tease people about that. You can come into Louisville, Kentucky and order sweet tea. So that's kind of one of my things about it. Are you in the South or not? So yeah. You can order sweet tea when you come here. I've got 11 agents at my brokerage, and you know, we're fairly small in size, but we're internet focused and leaning into farming. So happy to be here.
Awesome. Yeah. So for you guys who don't know, Scott's actually a friend of mine. I've never met him in person. We've chatted for years. We used to do scripting together. We've done a lot of different events together online and training and things like that. So Scott's a wealth of information, has a ton of ideas, and does some really cool things with his brokerage as well. But today we want to dive into real estate events and how agents should be using events and how they can get more out of their business by focusing on either local events or real estate specific events. So why don't we talk about a bit about your event and then how it kind of happened and then how it kind of evolved, and we'll dive into some of the topics there that way.
Yeah, so the event that my wife and I own and organize is called Real Estate Distilled. Again, we're leaning into our bourbon tourism that's available for the city. So we invite agents in the town. We ask them to be thirsty for knowledge. Kind of a little tagline that I like to use that drives my wife a little crazy. But we, invite people to be thirsty for knowledge, come into town. And this year it's a 3-day event. We'd have a independent broker mastermind as part of it. But we'll have 12 to 15 different experts on the stage sharing their expertise and pouring into the attendees. And a big part of the conference for us is actually building the community and getting interaction between the attendees, because I firmly believe that you can learn just as much from the person sitting to your left and right as you can from the person on the stage.
Yeah, it's a big part of, I think, where agents can get a lot of growth in their business. And I find a lot of agents put off events and put off training because they either think they know it all, or they don't think they're going to learn as much, or they're not going to get out of it because they're not willing to put the time in. So I think if agents are willing to put the time in, they can see the results, but sometimes it's not always instant. So before we jump into that, I want to talk about how and why you got it started, because I think the understanding the why you did it is just as important as the what happens at the event.
Yeah, I think that there was probably two or three reasons why we started the conference. The first reason was I had been attending conferences for a company for my website, and I made a change to a new company, and the new company didn't have a conference. Mm-hmm. So that was the first thing. I kind of missed that opportunity of getting together with people that were using the same tools, that were leveraging things the same way, and we didn't have an opportunity to bounce ideas off each other in person. Yep. So that was the first one. The second one, the previous company I had been attending, their conferences, it seemed like the conference was like one kind of commercial after another.
Yeah.
They brought a vendor up that was, integrated into their system or was a match for their system. And like they would pitch for like 30 minutes. And then the company would come up and say, hey, our product's getting bigger, better, badder. We need you to buy the new version of it. And at the end of it, like, I felt like, okay, I bought a ticket to have someone sell me the entire time from the stage. And I was kind of upset with that experience. I'm also an independent broker. So I did not have an R4 or a family reunion to attend. So, you know, Inman was probably, we're actually headed up on our fifth event in 6 years. So we lost our 2021 event to COVID, but so we've been around a while, but Inman was probably the largest conference that had been established that might've been an opportunity for me to attend something.
Yeah.
And I really wanted something that I could bring all of my agents to. And I just didn't have the ability to buy 12 tickets and take us all up to New York and do it up there. So I wanted to build something that was affordable. My city, our hotel cost is really fairly cheap. Just like, for instance, like the hotel rooms are $140 a night. We've got Southwest as an airline that flies in here. So it's pretty accessible to get here, ticket cost wise, and, you know, just a more Midwest type of experience versus something. I'm going to use the word highfalutin, but it's just, you know, New York City is just a more expensive city, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. And I think it's a big part of what you said too, is that independent side of things. Cause there's a lot of agents out there who are either own their own little small brokerage, maybe it's just themselves or another agent, or they're at a smaller brokerage that doesn't have the capacity to put on these kind of events, but still want to go to events. And some people don't feel comfortable going to another brokerage's events or their training. And creating these types of events, I think, is important because it fills a void in our market and fills a need for agents to get that extra training. But it also keeps the brokerage, it keeps it agnostic in a sense, in that it's not about one brokerage, it's not about one company or about one person's values or beliefs. It's more about training specific that agents can use. And I think that's a big part of why you did what you did. Is that correct?
Absolutely. 100%. And it's sometimes as a struggle, you know, like I'll have speakers lined up and then they make a brokerage change and I'm like, oh, we're going to have to rethink this because I'm not going to have four speakers from the same brokerage.
Right.
So, you know, it's constantly, you know, a moving target. And it's a big part of what we're trying to do is make everything, like you said, brand agnostic, make it to where everyone can be, feel like they're included. And then our size is also something that is somewhat important to us.
Yep.
We never want it to be a 500 person conference. We do want to be around 200 people at our events. We're a little bit below that right now, but I feel like once you get over 200 people, you can't say hello to everyone in the room.
Mm.
Even at 150, it starts to become a little bit of a struggle if you're not really purposeful about it.
Yeah.
And like I said, that's to me, one of the things that's really important about the events is making sure that you're making those connections, you're finding those mentors, you're finding those people that are doing the same type of lead generation as you are.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, run up to them on a random Tuesday and say, hey, I have a question about this. You know, how can you help me with this? Or, you know, you can be a mentor for someone else. I really feel like that everyone has the ability to help someone in the business. Like teaching from the middle is really easy to do. There's always someone that is under you as far as their career length and experience.
Yep.
You have something that you can share. And I always feel like that it's our job to help the people that are below us so that the people who are above us are motivated to help us as well. So.
Yeah, I firmly believe that. I find that a lot of agents think that they need to get advice from the agents doing 1,000 deals a year, some mega teams and things like that. And I think there are people and places at different levels of their business where you can pick up from. And I remember I was at a conference years ago and there was four people on this panel and there was someone from California with the tan skin, bright white teeth, fancy suit. Then you had someone from New York City who was all highfalutin and very proper. And then there's someone from Florida and like a small town in Florida. And the way he did his business, I just connected with completely different than the person in California or New York. And I think, like you mentioned, is you're going to connect and find ways of doing business with different purposes or different reasons and different ways of doing it. And then that's why the conferences are great. If you go to just one training session or one thing, you may miss out. On the flip side, sometimes you may have to sit through some of those training sessions and you may not connect with everybody. And I think a lot of agents go there expecting that every single session they're going to go to is going to be this knock it out of the park. And I've always believed it's like, go there looking for like one thing, like one great piece of advice or one tactic or strategy you can implement and really put that into practice.
Yeah. our goal with the conference is always for people to have like three rocks, you know, that they can put into their jar to start building off of. And you're right too about, you know, the number of transactions people are doing. Someone doing 1,000 transactions can't relate to someone doing 50 transactions or 30 transactions, because number one, someone doing 1,000 transactions isn't doing it by themselves.
Yeah.
You know, it's a team structure. There's a lot of staff that's in place. So, I mean, you just have to match up with someone that's doing business similar to the way you're doing lead generation. Obviously, how you're doing your business goes into play on what your conversion is and how you're spending your day, whether or not you're spending your time doing creative and working on your call to actions for your mailers, you know, putting your content together, or if you're doing outbound phone calls, you know, whatever your lead generation is, that's got to match up as well.
So. Exactly. And I think you mentioned earlier too, I think it's another big part about going to these kind of things is that you can connect with the speakers in a different way that you would, if you just sent out a cold email and wanted to ask for some help or connect with someone and you've never met them before. But if you've been at a session that they've trained at, or you connected with them, it allows you to relate to people and connect. I know from speaking myself at an event where people have reached out and I've built relationships with, or vice versa, where I've been at a convention or I've been at some training and I met someone and then I was able to kind of reach out. It helps kind of open the door. And I think that's a big part of, if you're willing to learn and you're willing to take a risk and connect with people, you can make open doors and build relationships that you would never have gotten before unless you went to those kind of events.
Yeah, 100%. And so not to completely harp on like my event, but just like to kind of focus in on that community. When we do our event, we put people in crescent rounds. So you're basically at a round table versus, you know, just a long row of people. And then also we do lunch and breakfast as part of the event, because again, we want people having those opportunities to come together, really breaking bread together, right? Because those are the type of experiences where you do really build those experiences. So, you know, seek out things, you know, where you have those opportunities for networking as part of the events. I think it's really important. And also the bigger events where they're putting a lot of people in the room are great. But if you only have one person to your left and one person to your right that you're getting to meet, that can be a challenge too.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's a good point, because I know myself when I've been to, like I said, every scale of events, a lot of times you just kind of a number in a crowd and you show up, the next one, you got to get into the next session, you got to the next section, and you don't really connect with people. And I find those smaller events are great for networking. And I think that a lot of agents miss the opportunity to build relationships from there. And I think if they go with the mindset of I'm just here to learn, it's great. You can learn and you can get a lot out of it, but there's a lot more to gain from that, building relationships and connecting. And I think if you take advantage of that fully, you can get your money's worth and your time's worth multiple times over.
We talked about the education portion, but there's also the referral opportunities that come from attending events. I mean, a lot of the people that I refer business to and that refer business to me, you know, there's not a ton of corporate stuff that's happening in Louisville, Kentucky. So we don't have a ton of people moving in and out, but you know, there's that connection thing that happens. So like they have a past client that is in Minneapolis, and Minneapolis, you know, their brother lives in Louisville, and they're, you know, so there's those connections that are happening. And I probably have 3 to 4 referrals that come from being a part of the conference that, you know, come through people I've met at the conference. We actually have a referral map that we set up so people can go and see other attendees and what cities they're in. My memory is not what I want it to be. So it's like, I can't remember, like, who do I know that's in, you know, Cleveland? Who do I know that's in Atlanta? And I can just go on the map real quick and just see who that person is. And it's really, you know, beneficial. So that's part of one of the things that we do for the conference itself. And I'm sure we're not the only one that does that. So it's another benefit to attending events outside of your market.
Yep, exactly. And I think if you're intentional with it, you can be very purposeful and build long-term relationships. If you're there showing up and just hope that someone refers you, the odds of that happening is very minimal. On the flip side, though, you can't be there and just being super salesy. And I've been to events where and sessions where people are just like, here's my card, here's my card, here's my card. And the next person is like, build a relationship, connect with me, add some value. And I remember distinctly, like, people over the last 15 years of my career, it's like very specific people stand out where it's like, that person took the time to get to know me, that person added some value, that person shared something with me, and I'm more likely to refer them than the person who's just standing in the hallway handing out business cards.
So quick story about that. So at the event in 2022, there was a two-person team that came from Canada. I actually think they're probably pretty close to where you are, Ryan. They showed up with bags of ketchup potato chips.
Yeah.
And then they rubber banded a 4x6 postcard to it that had a maple leaf on it.
Yep.
And then it kind of had their contact information and had some of the story about why the ketchup potato chips were popular and like kind of like a really niched in Canadian market.
Yep.
So it was a really interesting way to be in front of people and have a takeaway. So I'm sure that they did a great job of making connections, you know, because they put in the work in ahead of time.
Yep.
It was, you know, it's very similar to farming. I mean, they were doing something physical, you know, with people that were there as opposed to in standing outside of just a business card. So it was really neat.
Exactly. And that's that small touch can be the big difference between someone getting a referral and someone not. And I can only go back to my own experiences, but I've been to events where I made relationships with someone and sitting at a table with five people, one person stands out because they took that time and that person gets my referrals. And yeah, they could be a better agent, worse agent. They could be just as good as the other ones, but because they took that time to connect and add some value, it makes a difference. And I use example, I have a friend of mine, David, big fan of the show. He's always watched and supported me. I met him at a conference, not real estate related, but it was for an organization we were part of. But there was a bunch of us that got together that were real estate agents that were at the conference, and we had lunch together. And for the last, I don't know, 13 years, we've stayed in contact. He's messaged me on my birthday. We've chatted, we've asked questions, he's supported, and we've helped support each other. And I've sent him referrals and he sent me referrals. And meanwhile, there's three other people from his city at that conference that I couldn't even tell you their names anymore. And it's been so long. So it really takes the time during, and like you said before as well, to prep for it, but also the after part is a big part of the maintaining the relationships.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, like you said, it's like the referrals going to the person you have the relationship with, and yeah, the conference was the opportunity to make and build that relationship, but yeah, it didn't create on its own. Yeah. So you certainly have to put in the effort too.
I want to dive into the financial side of things, because I find, again, from my own experience, a lot of people say, oh, I can't afford to go to this conference. I can't afford to take the time off work. I can't afford to spend the money on the ticket. My philosophy has always been, you can't afford not to do it. And yeah, I know, because I'm with Keller Williams, and when I went to their family reunion for the first time, I took an advantage of our office had a thing saying, I just moved to the office. I was there for like a couple months, and they said, we'll put it on your bill and you can pay monthly for the next 5 months and you can pay it off. And I went, and I was so glad, because I saw a whole different perspective. I saw a difference in the business, and I realized it's like, I think it cost me like $2,000 by the time I paid for flights and hotel and the conference and stuff. And I was like, if I go for 5 years in a row, if I learn one thing that can get me one extra deal, I'll pay for the next 5 years of me going here. And it was like,
yeah,
you have to put it in the long-term perspective, because that's really where it's going to pay off. And if you go there with that mindset going, I'm going to learn one or two things here, and I'm going to really look for that golden nugget, or like you said, the three pillars here, you can absolutely pay for it multiple times, but you have to be willing. If you just show up looking to get drunk and have a good time, you may not get the results.
Yeah. It's like you said, you should be looking at it as an investment. I mean, you're outlaying something for it to make it happen. But you know, on the flip side, the return that you're going to be getting on that investment, you know, should be a multiple, because you have the opportunity for referrals. You're going to learn something that's going to streamline your business. You're going to learn something that ideally is going to help you increase your conversion average. You're going to learn something that's a lot of times going to allow you to put someone into your follow-up funnel for probably cheap or free.
Yep.
And it's, I always tell people too, it's like, it's also things that you sometimes know that you're like, oh, I got really distracted by this shiny object over here. And this person that's been really consistent about digging deep and doing this part of their business really well is killing it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a reminder that like, you don't necessarily need to try a new technique. You just need to get better at an old technique.
Yep. Or do something that you were planning on doing. It just kind of gave you that nudge to like, hey, I can do this.
Yeah. So sometimes it just helps with like reprioritization is also, you know, part of it.
So I know another big thing that you do as well is because as an independent brokerage, you network with other brokerages as well. And I think that's a big part of how you've grown and learned. Other than just general real estate conventions, what kind of things can agents do if they are in smaller brokerages to build those relationships and connect?
Well, I am actually probably in, I think, the fifth or sixth month of a reboot on a networking lunch that I'm doing. So local, it's outside of necessarily real estate. Think about BNI, but not BNI. No protected seats. There's been other real estate agents that attend. We've got like three or four mortgage people sometimes that will show up. But you know, so I do a networking lunch twice a month, first and third Wednesday of the month. We get together and have lunch, and we're starting to do presentations from each of the people. So I think that's the first thing, like purposely putting people together to exchange business, however that looks like. I also have been personally organizing some independent broker masterminds. So not conference, but we're putting, you know, 25 to 35 people in the same room that have the same type of business, and we're solving problems together. Again, someone there is teaching me something, I'm teaching someone else there. So purposely seeking out those people and planning those things is another thing. And I think you can do some of it virtually. Yeah. I think it happens easier when it's in person, but you know, I wouldn't shy away from doing something virtual if that's your, you know, first foray into it. Reading, you know, I think that's another thing that's important. Gives you an opportunity to also surround yourself with other people that have the same type of information about a book, but also, you know, you can meet new people. So
that's awesome.
What about you?
For me, I would say I've been to different events from, like I said, real estate specific and not, and I found obviously the more specific it is, the better it is. For me, I have done a book club, which was fantastic, and I connected with non-real estate specific people, but there was some kind of overlying theme within real estate to some degree, and it was great for referrals. I've done BNI, so I was chapter president. It was great. It was a lot of time, a lot of energy, and it's not always the best fit for everyone, but I find for me, the secret with any of these types of events is going with a purpose and knowing, and not just going there to shake hands. And I think that if you go there to learn, that's great. And that should be one of the big things. But if you go there to add value to other people, I think that's really helpful. And then one of the big things that I've done as far as networking events is doing training outside of my brokerage to other areas. And that's really helped me build relationships long-term. I did a course for my own office years ago. It was a big hit. And then I went around in my area within a couple hours radius, and I was teaching at different offices. And that was huge for me to build connections, build relationships, and build referral partners. And for, I think I did like 20 sessions over the course of a summer, and it was a great way to really connect and add value to people, but then still showcase who I am. And to this day, I still get referrals from people from that was 10 years ago that I was doing that. And it really helped me stand out and create value for people.
Sorry about that. My daughter decided to pay us a visit really quickly.
That's all good.
Yeah. I think that, like you said, doing things outside of your office, doing things that are outside of the real estate industry are important, and things that you can do. And we do have a Facebook group that's part of the conference as well. So that's part of, you know, building that community, allowing people to have those connections and being able to reach out to each other outside of those events. And we do webinars into that group. If you've done something in there before. So yep. That's another way, you know, to kind of try to stay top of mind with people, is just doing those opportunities, you know, outside of your area. So
and I think too is taking the information you've learned from that event and then distilling it and then sharing that. That's something I've seen a lot of agents do really well and add some value. And I've seen people like, hey, I kind of, here's my Cole's notes, or here's my takeaways. Did you guys want to get a copy of this? And then sharing that with some of the participants, that gives you something to share with them and then connect and add value back. And another big thing that I've done at my own office was we would go to a convention or training, and then we'd come back and do kind of like a mastermind group around that, or a panel where we discuss some of the things we took away from it and then share that with our own office. So instead of just being completely selfish and just taking all the information myself, we would share it with our own brokerage because we want them to succeed and do well with it as well. And it also then helps you learn it and implement it. And I think I'm a firm believer that you learn by teaching, and if you're willing to teach and share, you're going to really compartmentalize that and break it down and have more understanding around it. So I think resharing what you learned will help you kind of digest and take in what you experienced.
One of the things we've also tried to do is, like you talked about, like before, during, and after events, is in building in some accountability. So we did a few webinars and also like just check-ins, and we basically asked people to share, you know, what were they working on? What did they take away from the conference? What are the big rocks you put in your jar? What are you working on implementing into your business? And then we set up basically video calls as a group after the fact, so people could share what those were to be held accountable, and also just, you know, to check in. Yeah. So they know like, oh, in 28 days, like I'm going to share what I implemented, and I don't want to say nothing. So there's a little bit of accountability that we, you know, try to build in. I think that that's something that's important to do as well, be it with your team, with, you know, someone else that you attended with, or someone, you know, at your office that you teach the information to. Set up some guidelines of accountability check-ins to make sure that you're actually doing the work and not just going there and making it a social visit.
Exactly. And I think another byproduct that I've experienced personally, and may not be for everybody, but one of the benefits that I got from going to these kind of events is resetting my goals and seeing what's possible, because I've seen other people do it, but not just from a real estate perspective, but from outside of that. Like, this is part of why I'm doing what I'm doing now, because I was at events and I saw people speak, and I remember setting a goal. It was about 12 years ago. I was at an event and I was like, I'm going to be on stage. I want to be sharing my information. I want to be up there, not because I want the accolades and I want to beat my chest. I just realized that I had something that I wanted to share and get that message out there. And I remember just before COVID hit, I was at a session or an event, and the whole plan was for me to launch what I was doing, which is Launch Your Farm. And I was going to these different events and taking away things. And I was just inspired by these people's sharing of their message and their accountability or their expertise. And it just helped really reignite the fire in me to go, I can do this too. If these people can do this, I can do this. And it helped kind of propel me in that direction. So you may be out there listening to this and you want to have, you have something you want to share. It's achievable and you can do this. And a great place to start is some of these smaller events where you can get some experience and get there. You may not tomorrow show up on a stage with 10,000 people, but if you can get in front of 50 people or even 10 people and work your way up, you can become someone who shares that information as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone in attendance and everyone in the world has something that they can share with someone else and teach other people. So you just have to find out what that is, what you're passionate about, and then just take it from there. So, and I love your idea. I mean, I'm preparing actually a class for tomorrow for my brokerage about writing repair requests. You know, we went through the COVID market, and in my market, like, people were doing inspections for informational purposes only, or, you know, some people were being really competitive and just waiving inspections. Mm-hmm. So we got a little rusty on writing repair requests. So, you know, the market shifted a little bit. I want to make sure that we're prepared. We understand, you know, what we're writing and why we're writing repair requests. So us putting together some material for that. And it forced me to, like, you know, okay, dig deep. Like, what does my framework look like? What is it again that I'm really focused on? Like, there's so many things that you think about that are that knowledge. Trying to think how the right word to phrase this. Like, sometimes you don't realize what you know.
Yeah.
So it's like you're trying to put together that foundation. Like, okay, I don't want to assume that they know this.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to make sure that I'm covering like all the pieces from, you know, beginning to end, without leaving anything out. And there's a lot of information that, like, you think that someone knows. So we're just, I'm relearning this information and why it's important, so I can share it with them tomorrow. And it's going to make me better with writing my repair request, because I put in this effort today to have that training.
Exactly. And I think, counterintuitive, one of the things I've learned from going to a lot of conventions and stuff is that you're not reinventing the wheel. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. The people who are doing big businesses are not doing some magical thing that no one's ever done before. They're just doing more of it, and they're just doing it a little bit better. And I had a huge aha a number of years ago where I was like, man, like, I know all this stuff. I was sitting there listening to this person who does, I think it was like 500 deals a year. I'm like, they're not doing anything different than I'm doing. They're just doing more of it. And they're doing it more consistently, and they're intentional with it. And it was a big aha for me. And I think a lot of times agents go to these conventions and come away going, oh, I didn't learn anything, because it's they're expecting some magic pill. The truth is, the magic pill is just doing it and just being reminded that you need to do that. And yeah. If you're going there looking for something that no one's ever done or no one's ever, you might be disappointed. But the reality is, it's like, it's a pretty straightforward business, and there's things you can work on to get better at, but it's pretty standard what you need to do and figure that out.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like you said, there's no magic bullets for sure. There are certain things and tweaks that you can do to make the business better. And you mentioned it earlier, and I just kind of wanted to come back to it. Like, sometimes the goal is not always monetary. Quality of life is a big part of my personal business. I want to make money to support vacations and, you know, our long-term goals, but it's also important that I'm home as often as possible so I can have dinner with my girls, that we were able to do bedtime together. So when I'm structuring and working my business, that's one of the reasons why I started my brokerage, is so I could have some of that time ability on top of our monetary goals. So not every single person that's doing business, their goal is not to do 500 transactions.
Yeah.
So you're going to find people that have similar alignments in their life as well.
Exactly. And that's the big thing that I took away too, is really connecting with the person who has the business that you would like to emulate, and connect with them and learn from them. I don't want to do a business doing 1,000 deals a year. I don't want to do a business that's doing 5 deals a year. It's finding the kind of person and the style of business that you resonate with and can connect with. And I think that's a great takeaway from these types of events, where you can find those people and connect with them. Because you may not have someone in your marketplace that's doing the business the way you want to do it. So by seeing people outside of your area, you can connect that way and see the opportunities.
Absolutely.
So for your event, let's give a little quick sales pitch of what it is and how people can find out about it.
Yeah. So Real Estate Distilled 2023 is going to be on February 28th, March 1st and 2nd. If you go to realestatedistilled.com, you can see the website there. We've got speaker bios, information up there on our speakers. We don't have a schedule yet of when the speakers are going to be talking. That should be coming out in the next couple of weeks. We usually are honestly pretty late on putting that together. A lot of moving pieces for people traveling.
Yes. So,
and then we also have a Facebook group. So if you search for Real Estate Distilled on Facebook, you can find the group. If you're in the real estate industry, feel free to join that and follow along in the conversation throughout the year.
Awesome. So we always wrap up with the best piece of advice. So if agents out there thinking about either participating in some events or maybe even running their own, what advice would you give to the agents?
Well, number one, I would just say do it. I think that's the best piece of advice that I can offer you right now. Like, attend events, and attend events that you think are going to make the most sense for you. So if that means that you're at a franchise, you know, attend your franchise flag conference that's available. If you miss that or the cost doesn't make sense, you know, find a second tier city that has a conference that's easy for you to get to. You can fly in and out of easily, short drive, 4 or 5 hours. You know, just go to something and build from there. Mm-hmm. You're going to find out too that the people you meet at these other events attend other events.
Yeah.
One of my best friends, he lives in another state. We spend, like you were talking about, your friend, is it Dave?
Yeah,
Dave. Yeah. So like, I got my conference buddy, like he's in a different state. Like, we've been to 2 or 3 conference together. He comes to the Distilled. He comes to the masterminds I'm doing with in Orlando, where we've been doing the independent broker masterminds. We had an opportunity to go to other events together, and that was great. So just attend something and start that process, I think, is probably the easiest thing on that part.
Yeah, it's, I was just do it. And you have to experience events to really appreciate them. And if you don't go, you don't know, and you won't learn, and you won't grow. So you have to just show up and be there. So that's awesome advice. And then we always wrap up with a best book. So what's one book you'd recommend that's had an impact on your life, you think would have an impact on our viewers?
Well, this might be, well, let's see. I'm going to cheat a little bit.
Okay.
So This is the book that I've just literally started reading last night. Nice. This is actually being, was wrote and released in, just released January 10th. Okay. So this is our keynote speaker at the conference. So she just released this on January 10th. It's customer service based, you know, basically creating super fans. So, you know, owning your transaction experience. Her name is Brittany Hodak. And I was blown away when I saw the video of her, you know, doing her presentation, her speaking reel basically is what it was. And I'm just really excited. We had a speaker last year that was in the Disney organization. It was also kind of customer service focused and, you know, wowing your guests and putting together things that they don't expect. So I'm hoping for more than that. And I've only read, you know, about 10 pages so far. I'm already loving it. So I'm going to preemptively say that that's going to be the one for this year.
So for the audio version, can you give a shout out to what it is instead of just holding it?
Yeah, it's called Creating Superfans: How to Turn Your Customers into Lifelong Advocates by Brittany Hodak.
Awesome. So we'll put that in the show notes as well so people can check that out. So again, how can people connect with you and find out more about the conference?
Yeah, easiest way for people to connect with me is just to go to scotthack.com. There's links on there to email me, download my contact information. You can call me from there. There's links to both my real estate brokerage website as well as Real Estate Distilled's website, which again is realestatedistilled.com.
Awesome. I unfortunately can't make it this year. I'm supposed to be there to speak this year, but hopefully next year I will be at the event to do some training, and I'm looking forward to it. And if anyone has a chance to make it there, go. I've heard amazing things about it. And Scott, you've been doing an awesome job every year, really creating value to our industry and giving back. And that's part of why I really love connecting with you, because you have a big heart and you're always giving back to our industry. And it's awesome to see. And I hope more agents are going to do the same in the future.
I appreciate that. You know, it's certainly a labor of love. It's a lot of work, but you know, the opportunities and making those connections is really important to me. So it's something that we work on.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Thanks for checking out today's episode. If you'd like more videos like this, be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check out our Facebook page and our other social media channels. Looking forward to bringing you more great content like this, and happy farming.